yet again for the World Cup. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
What a performance. What a game. What a legend. Congratulations, Lionel Messi. Congratulations, Argentina.
Play-by-play announcer Stu Holden after Argentina's 4-2 defeat of France in a penalty kick shootout after the game had tied 3-3. Argentina's star player, Lionel Messi, scored twice and finally got his lifelong dream of winning the trophy for his country, which hadn't taken the championship since 1986. Cases of COVID-19, the flu, and RSV are jamming hospitals across the country. The CDC says RSV cases are nearing their peak and expect flu cases to follow. But COVID-19 cases are on the rise. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says it's important for people to get the updated vaccine booster.
People are still, I think, learning about the new COVID vaccine, the updated booster. There's still a lot of people are confused about whether they need one or not. We're being very clear about this. If you've not gotten a vaccine in the last 6 months, it is essential to go out and get the new updated bivalent.
The doctor on ABC's This Week. House Republicans are vowing to take action when they become the majority next month after the latest batch of Twitter files was released.
In Friday's sixth installment of the Twitter files, independent journalist Matt Taibbi revealed another batch of documents that he says shows the social media giant acting like a subsidiary of the FBI by routinely receiving lists of pre-flagged accounts and election-related tweets and then taking action on them. Well, the FBI did release a response to this latest thread, saying that it regularly engages with companies for security reasons, flagging things to them, but added, quote, private sector entities independently make decisions about what, if any, action they take on their platforms and for their customers after the FBI has notified them.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A COVID-era health policy that kept many migrants out is set to expire this week, but there is a last-ditch legal fight. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have written the administration letters asking what is the actual plan when Title 42 ends. The COVID-era health rule was used to keep many migrants from entering the country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was in El Paso last week. He told the El Paso Times they're working on a response.
We have to coordinate with our partners, not just the nonprofit organizations, not just cities along the border, like El Paso, but also our international partners.
When asked if asylum rules may become stricter, Mayorkas said no decision had been made yet. Without Title 42, Homeland Security is preparing for up to 15,000 migrants to attempt to enter each day. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Security forces say an explosive device in northern Iraq killed at least 9 members of the federal police force. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. OnStar again teams up with NORAD to provide updates on Santa's annual trek.
Beginning on December 24th, children whose families have Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, and Buick vehicles, equipped with active OnStar plans, can find Santa's sleigh location with a simple push of the blue OnStar button.
We are actually using data from NORAD, the North America Aerospace Defense Command, and this is our 14th year collaborating with them to provide real-time and location data.
OnStar's Jonathan Weigold saying in the spirit of the season that GM and OnStar will also contribute $1 to the American Red Cross, up to $25,000 for every blue button push in the U.S. NORAD is also tracking Santa on its website. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.